Eddie shook with fear as Rastaban approached. The ancient wizard stood inches apart from Eddie and captivated the boy with his gaze. He stared into Eddie's eyes, examining him, probing his thoughts. Eddie could not turn, but was trapped by that gaze, as if he was involuntarily held motionless. Rastaban turned away and chuckled to himself.
Yes, this one will do just fine for our purposes.
Only then was Eddie able to move again.
Eddie, I have a job for you. Complete it to my satisfaction, and you will be rewarded.
Eddie knew he was now part of something that seemed to make little sense, but his eyes told him differently. He was among powerful men. Yet for some reason they needed him. Although terrified, the thought appealed to him. There was, at minimum, a pervading sense of menace. Yet Eddie liked it. And though he could not place a finger on what it was, something dangerous dwelled beneath his feet. He didn't know how he knew, but there was a powerful force nearby that terrified and exhilarated him at the same time. After being so powerless for so long, so impotent against forces beyond his control, Eddie was ready to embrace that dark force, if only to give him power against his enemies. Behind him, Altej peered at Rastaban and smiled victoriously. Eddie looked back at Altej, then at Lord Rastaban. He said evenly, "What is it you want me to do?"